Hello, everybody. Guess what? It's time for the Gold Country, Old Country Radio Show.
2023 edition.
Oh, we are rolling in here. Boy, you know what? We haven't done the show for a while because of the holidays. And my
I'm so happy. I'm going to open a vent over there. I'm going to open this vent.
You know, there could be all sorts of vents we open around here. Gosh, that'd be kind of fun. And I also want to tell you that we haven't done the show for a while. Woo-hoo. My lips aren't working too good. I need to do some lipostenics, like calisthenics with my lips.
Oh, yeah.
I need to loosen them up. Let's see.
You're stuck with us now till next December.
I know. Well, that's too bad. I mean, people might be tuning out. Don't tell them that.
Oh, okay.
They're going to tune out every week at this time. Hey, somebody kind of walked in the bunkhouse door.
Somebody out on our porch talking real loud.
That's kind of weird. I wonder if those kids from my own. You know, those kids from my own, they're not really kids anymore. Did you know both of them are taller than we are right now?
Really?
I think they're still ringing the bell.
That's because I'm sitting down.
Oh.
A lot of people are taller than me.
Good point.
Stand up. You are standing up.
I am. Can't you tell? Anyway, this show is being brought to you by the Davis Ranch, home of the famous Slough House Sweet Corn. They want to thank all of you who patronized the stand in the past year. Now that it's winter, the Davis Ranch is getting ready. You know what? They're getting rest, too, for the 2023 growing season. The produce stand is closed now, but will reopen as soon as the asparagus is ready. You know, I don't think that asparagus is going to be ready in the next few days.
Not for a while.
Kind of muddy over there. And anyway, you can call any time for recorded information at 916-682-2653. That's 916-682-2653. I hope that's not a party line.
I don't think
should
so.
Should be. Like our phone is.
We could have a party
line. On that line. That's the Davis Ranch. And you can also visit them on the web at davisranchproduce.com, located on Highway 16 in Slough House.
Where produce
is as fresh as it gets. And where mud is fresh as it gets, too. That's good stuff. That's good mud.
We need to have a moment of silence for the real princess.
Who's
the king's daughter passed away.
Oh, Lisa Marie?
Earlier in the week.
Yeah, that's kind of sad. Yeah. Too bad for her, because she did have a tough life, didn't she?
She did have a tough life. I mean,
gosh. Yeah. You would think with that fame and fortune and...
Married four times?
Four times. One was to Michael Jackson. Huh. They're both passed. And one was Nicolas Cage.
He's almost passed.
I always thought he was the worst actor of all time.
I like Nick Cage.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You know who I really like, who I think is a terrible actor? Keanu Reeves. I think he's a great guy.
Really?
But I don't like his acting.
Who's the guy that plays John Wick?
Well, who's John Wick? And what, is it a detective or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, it's a guy.
Really? I don't know. Yeah. Is it Tom Cruise?
No.
Is it Barney Fife?
Could be.
That'd be Don Knotts, wouldn't it?
Well, I know who it's not.
Dolores Larrigan. Oh, no, certainly
First one
not.
Of the new year.
I know. You know, I saw Dolores not too long ago. You know where I saw her?
Church.
The basketball game.
Oh.
At Argonaut. She was rooting for her son. Is helping his daughter, Dolores' granddaughter.
Her son.
Coach.
Yes.
Mike.
Mike is helping...
What's his daughter?
Hey!
You.
Hey, come here.
You.
Come here.
On the porch.
Come here.
Hey, don't let any
come
fly...
Come off the porch. Come
Hold on.
Here.
Wait, shut that door. Don't let any flies out.
Yeah. No, don't let them in. Hey, we need to ask you, first off, what are you doing up on our porch?
Well, I come delivering lettuce, sir.
Oh, okay. Oh, the mailman. The next thing is, who's the actor that plays John Wick?
Keanu Reeves.
Oh, really?
You were just besmirching
his
name.
No, I really like Keanu Reeves. I think he's a really good guy. I don't like his acting.
No? Yeah. He was in some excellent adventure with Bill and Ted, right? Wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one was he? Was he Bill or Ted?
George Carlin, the phone booth. Don't you remember that?
George Carlin, the phone booth.
Yeah.
What the hell's that?
The next thing is, so Mike Roots' daughter is the coach, the basketball coach. What's her name?
That one's Morgan.
Morgan. There you go.
That one's Morgan.
We knew that, too.
Yes. There we go.
Yes.
Because we were talking about
Dolores Larrigan
and her son Mike.
That was weird.
Is helping his daughter.
Right.
Did you hear that? Right when we said that the bells went off.
Celestial.
God, that was strange.
Celestial.
Where did they? Is that the chimes out on the porch?
It might be.
Oh, that's because this mailman, he didn't shut the door all the way. Oh,
thank geez. You, mailman.
No problem.
Let's hey, by the way, being that you're the mailman, whatever happened to Naomi Ledbetter? She was the postmistress for years in Slough House. You ever hear from her anymore?
I haven't heard anything from her.
All right. Well, I wonder if she's still working over there.
All right.
All right. Well, see. Hey, you know what? This is the Gold Country, Old Country Radio Show. Why are we clapping?
I don't know. Just clapping.
You know, this is the Gold Country, Old Country Radio Show. We are supposed to play some classic country music.
Let's do it.
GC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
Who's going to play?
Charlie Daniels.
I was taking a trip out to L.A., tooling along in my Chevrolet, talking on a number and digging on the radio. Just as I crossed the Mississippi line, I heard that highway start to whine, and I knew that left rear tire was about to go. Well, the spare was flat, and I got up tight, cause there wasn't a filling station in sight, so I just limped on down the shoulder on the rim. I went as far as I could, and when I stopped the car, it was right in front of this little bar, kind of a redneck-looking joint called the Dewdrop Inn. Well, I stuffed my hair up under my hat and told the bartender that I had a flat, and would he be kind enough to give me change for a one? Well, there was one thing I was sure proud to see. There wasn't a soul in the place except for him and me, and he just looked disgusted and pointed toward the telephone. I called up a station down the road a ways, and he said he wasn't very busy today, and he could have somebody there in just about 10 minutes or so. He said, "Now you just stay right where you're at," and I didn't bother to tell the darn fool that I sure as hell didn't have any place else to go. I just ordered up a beer and sat down at the bar when some guy walked in and said, "Who owns this car with the peace sign and the mag wheels and four on the floor?" Well, he looked at me and I damn near died, and I decided that I'd just wait outside, so I laid a dollar on the bar and headed for the door. Just when I thought I'd get out of there with my skin, these five big dudes come strolling in with this one old drunk chick and some fellow with green teeth. And I was almost at the door when the biggest one said, "You tip your hat to this lady, son." And when I did, all that hair fell out from underneath. Now the last thing I wanted was to get in a fight in Jackson, Mississippi on a Saturday night, especially when there was three of them and only one of me. But they all started laughing and I felt kind of sick. I knew I'd better think of something pretty quick, so I just reached out and kicked old Green Teeth right in the knee. Now he let out a yell that'd curl your hair, but before he could move, I grabbed me a chair and said, "Watch him, folks, because he's a thoroughly dangerous man." Well, you may not know it, but this man's a spy. He's an undercover agent for the FBI, and he's been sent down here to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan. He was still bent over holding on to his knee, but everybody else was looking and listening to me, and I laid it on thicker and heavier as I went. I said, "Would you believe this man has gone as far as tearing Wallace stickers off the bumpers of cars, and he voted for George McGovern for president?" "Well, he's a friend of them long-haired hippie-type pick-o fags. I bet you he's even got a commie flag tacked up on the wall inside of his garage. He's a snake in the grass, I tell you guys. He may look dumb, but that's just a disguise. He's a mastermind in the ways of espionage." They all started looking real suspicious at him, and he jumped up and said, "Now just wait a minute, Jim. You know he's lying. I've been living here all of my life. I'm a faithful follower of Brother John Birch, and I belong to the Antioch Baptist Church, and I ain't even got a garage. You can call home and ask my wife." Then he started saying something about the way I was dressed, but I didn't wait around to hear the rest. I was too busy moving and hoping I didn't run out of luck. And when I hit the ground, I was making tracks, and they were just taking my car down off the jack, so I threw the man a 20 and jumped in and fired that mother up. Mario Andretti would have sure been proud of the way I was moving when I passed that crowd coming out the door and headed toward me in a trot. And I guess I should have gone ahead and run, but somehow I just couldn't resist the fun of chasing them all just once around the parking lot. Well, they're headed for their car, but I hit the gas and spun around and headed them off at the pass. I was slinging gravel and putting a ton of dust in the air. I had them all out there stepping and fetching like their heads were on fire and their asses was catching, but I figured I'd better go ahead and split before the cops got there. When I hit the road, I was really wheeling, had gravel flying and rubber squealing, and I didn't slow down till I was almost to Arkansas. Well, I think I'm going to reroute my trip. I wonder if anybody'd think I flipped if I went to L.A. via Omaha.
On this heart of mine, I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Well, was that the end of the show? I mean, we talked for about
nice of the mailman
45 minutes to open the show up. Is there time to do the rest of the show? Well, that was Johnny Cash, wasn't it? All right. Well, also, we need to mention this show is being brought to you by Amateur Plumbing, where if you have any plumbing needs, big or small, call Amateur Plumbing at 223-2204. They'll be out there right away. They'll give you an estimate, and then you'll know what you're getting into, and then they'll get the job done right. That's Amateur Plumbing at 223-2204. Okay, you know, I think we do have time for some more music, and even if we didn't, let's just act like we know what we're doing here.
Okay.
Like we're the boss.
Ah. And then Oh, I'm sorry. I was.
Oh, I like that song. Do you have that record?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, play that. That's one of my favorites. On KVGC Radio, M1340 FM 96.5.
Hang on, let me get it here. It was in the bottom of the stack.
I've got a tiger by the tail that's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and a turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. A leaf in a gale, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and a turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
Sister would go and leave me home all alone, going to that big square dance in town. Well, my old radio would play that old Opry show, so I never got lonesome or blue. I'd fall asleep in my chair and dream that I was right there, just to sing in the whole night through. When my folks would come home, they'd be humming a song. Mom would smile and say, child, don't you know, there ain't a thing in this world to make you fall in love, girl, like the San Antonio Stroll. Day finally come when my mama said, hun, it's about time you came with us as well. Oh, well, I had me a time, yes, I danced all the night till they rang that old crack midnight bell. Then the lights went down low, the fiddler picked up his bow, and he played something steady and slow. And my sister Eileen and her husband too, they held hands and began twos to roll. I've been away for a while, but it still brings a smile when I think of the way that it goes. Now I'll sing it to you just so we both can do that old San Antonio stroll.
You know, I think this is bad. We're playing such good music that really how can bad. We do better than what we've done? Maybe we should call the show over right
this
now.
This is the first
show,
official show of the new year. We had one play last week that was like from 2018 or 19.
Oh, really? That old?
Yeah.
Huh.
Because it fit with the the Serbian Christmas and the date.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I got an idea. Let's take a little break right now. We'll get a little, drink a few Olis, calm us down, and then we'll get back into it. Is that okay?
I need to really calm down.
All right. We'll be right back.
Give me three of them right now.
Three? All right, let me open one. Yeah. On KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
I'm going to get in my car and fly away.
Crappy car you got there. Hello, everybody. It's time for the second half of the first half of the Gold Country, Old Country Radio Show. You know, I finally understood that thing. You know, and you know who explained it to me?
Chris Lucky.
I knew you were going to say that. Somehow I knew you were going to say that. Anyway, no.
He made me understand one thing one time.
I heard that he actually invited you up to his house for dinner one time.
Yep.
Earl from Slough House going all the way up to Jackson to Chris Lucky's house.
Math whiz. Is he? Can cipher like no one.
Does yep. Did he tell you how to subtract even?
He was talking about pi r squared. And I said, no, Chris, pi r round.
Did he understand that? I mean, you would think he would because he's a teacher.
He looked at me.
I heard that he uses the term not rather than zero or something.
Oh.
How does that work?
Here's one for you. You go 5, take away not, equals what? 5.
5, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
5, take away not, equals 5. But 5 times 1 is 5.
I think that's Chris Lucky pounding
no,
and getting into
somebody's. You know who that is? That's Jim Reynolds up working on our roof.
Is it really?
From Klonowski Roofing, yeah.
Well, gosh, you know.
But think about that.
If, okay, I'll be thinking about it.
5 here. Subtract not is 5, but 5 times 1.
Is this the guy teaching the children up in
5. Jackson area?
No, all right, I believe you. Now, I have a question for you. I have a song here. I think, you know, this is not a math class, but it's a music show, classic music show. Here, but here's another math question for you.
I know who this is.
What is 6 squared? Plus 8 squared. It's 10 squared. 10 squared, yeah. No. You already knew that?
I knew that.
Shoot, I wanted to trick you. Okay, here's another question for you. What is one of Chuck Wagon's favorite songs? Is it Chuck Wagon? I think this might be it. I have this record right here. See it? Here, put it down. Put the needle on there.
Okay.
Turn it on. And we'll. You tell me after it's, these two songs are played. On KVGC Radio, AM 1340 from 96.5.
I told Mary about us. I told her about our great sin. Mary cried and forgave me. And Mary took me back again. Said if I wanted my freedom, I could be free evermore. But I don't want to be. And I don't want to see Mary cry anymore. Oh, devil woman, laugh at me. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. I want to go home. Mary is waiting and weeping down in our shack by the sea. Even after I've heard her, Mary's still in love with me. Devil woman, it's over. Trapped no more by your charms. Cause I don't wanna stay. I wanna get away, woman. Let go of my arm. Oh, devil woman. Devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be. And leave me alone. I wanna go home. Devil woman, you're evil, like the dark coral reef, like the winds that bring high tides, you bring sorrow and grief. Made me ashamed to face Mary, barely had the strength to tell. Skies are not so black, Mary took me back, Mary has broken your spell. Oh, devil woman. Devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. I wanna go home. Running along by the seashore, running as fast as I can. Even the seagulls are happy, glad I'm coming home again. Never again will I ever cause another tear to fall. Down the beach I see what belongs to me, the one I want most of all. Oh, devil woman, don't follow me. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. I'm going back home.
If you can find it in your heart to just forgive, I'll come back and live the way you wanted me to live. All I want is just to be your girl. I hear another dirty joke. All I want is just to be your girl. Please come and get me and take me to
For the last few weeks, I've been missing old Tammy. Boy, you know, I saw that PBS thing about the country western. Boy, somebody told me they didn't even talk about how really messed up she was in life. Someone said they saw a documentary on her and George, and it didn't turn out too good.
I think there's something like a new show on Netflix or one of those streaming services about Tammy, George and Tammy. Or Tammy.
Is there one on there?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if it's a series or if it's a one-time thing or whatever.
Do you have to have that interweb thing to get the Netflix?
I don't know.
Do you think if we raised our antenna a little higher, we could get Netflix?
I don't think it comes that way.
You think?
I'll see if I can get on there.
All right. You know, I hate that song so, or that noise so much. Almost as much as I don't like Conway Twitty. Got any Conway Twitty?
Yeah.
Well, then... Let's play it.
Netscape,
we have been playing such good music, we need to tone it down. So play a Conway Twitty song. Is that all right?
Yeah.
On KVGC Radio, M1340 FM 96.5.
I'm just jealous of his hair.
Now I'm lying here with Linda on my mind. And next to me, my soon-to-be, the one I left behind. And Lord, it's killing me to see her crying. She knows I'm lying here beside her with with Linda on my mind. Yes, I know that I once loved her, and I placed no one above her, and I never thought I'd ever set her free. But it just wasn't in my plans, the way Linda squeezed my hand the first time that I held her close as she danced with me. She said, "I've loved you for a long time, but you're married to a friend of mine, and I try hard to never let it show. But my love for you is stronger. I can't hide it any longer. And so I thought I'd better let you know that I'm lying here with Linda on my mind. And next to me, my soon-to-be, the one I left behind. And Lord, it's killing me to see her crying. She knows I'm lying here beside her with Linda on my mind.
Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Up by the bus stop and across the street, open up their windows to take a peek while she goes walking, rocking like a rolling stone. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on. She can't help it if she's made that way. She's not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just comes naturally. Now the girl can't help it. Well, up on Main Street by the taxi stand, there's a crowd of people and a traffic jam. She don't look back, she ain't doing nothing wrong. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. She can't help it if she's made that way. She's not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just comes naturally. No, the girl can't help it. Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on.
Well, you know, you played, yeah. That is a good song. I know. I wonder who they're talking about.
Tammy Wynette.
No, they're not. I think they'd be more likely talking about Tanya Tucker.
You know what?
That's what I think.
We've been talking about Tammy and George. Let me play a do commercial, then let me play a George Jones song.
Well, then let's do this. Let's take a little break.
Yeah.
And I'll go find. No, you go find that record.
I got it.
You already got it?
Yep.
All right. Well, then.
Let's take a break.
All right. We'll be right back on KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5. Hello, everybody. Hold on. You got a little drip of Oli on your chin. Oh, there you go.
I'm trying to lick it off. Like
gosh. Well, look at this. Look at my shirt here. What do you think that is? That's Oli, too.
Right on.
You know what's good about it? I get to smell it the rest of the day. Oh, Oli's good. Hey, we're getting a little low on it. Where are we going to get some more Oli?
Let's go across the street.
Do they have Oli over there?
I don't know.
I bet you we could find
nothing.
Some.
They're closed now.
I know. Have you been to the New Slough House restaurant there?
No.
We need to go check it out. I know. Let's do it a little. But let's wait till the mud dries up a little bit before we get in there. We shouldn't say that. All right. Now, you had mentioned you had a George Jones song. All right. I'm going to leave it up to you. It's your choice, okay?
Okay.
On KVGC Radio, AM 1340 from 96.5.
I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, losing and dying with the choices I've made. I was tempted by an early age. I found I liked drinking. Oh, and I never turned it down. There were loved ones, but I turned them all away. Now I'm living and dying with the choices I've made. I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I made. Guess I'm paying for the things that I have done. If I could go back, oh Lord knows I'd run, but I'm still losing. This game of life I played, losing and dying with the choices I've made. I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I've made. Living and dying with the choices I make. I can't help but
I wanna pick with you. Just like last time when the feathers flew. You're running a while, I'm kicking up your heels, leaving me home with a handful of bills. I can't live without you when you know it's true. But there's no living with you, so what'll I do? I'm going honky-tonk and get as tight as I can. Maybe by then you'll appreciate a good man. Tell me why. Say every little dog is gonna have his day. You better pay attention, don't you dare forget, 'cause you're certainly not just a little puppy yet. I caught you honky-tonking with my best friend. What I should have done was quit you way back then. Now I'm too old to leave you, but I still get sore when you come home feeling for the knob on the door. Tell me why, baby, why.
I'll tell you why. You know why?
Why?
Because the Davis Ranch and Slough House is closed right now. But that's okay, because they need their time off too. And you know what? They want to thank everybody who's patronized their stand in the past year. And now that it's winter, they're taking a little bit of a break. They're getting ready for the 2023 growing season. The produce stand is now closed, but will reopen as soon as the asparagus is ready for harvest. You can call any time at 916-682-2658. That's 916-682-2658. Press 1 for no something. Anyway, you can also visit them on the web at davisranchproduce.com, located on Highway 16 in Slough House, where produce is as fresh as it gets. Hey, look what's across the street.
Are they going to do that you pick thing anymore?
Oh, I'm sure they will. Yeah, I would think they would. And if they do it, you know what? Let's get all the quarters we can find, and we'll go out there too. So anyway, and you know what? You know what else we can do? We can also learn to do the Texas two-step.
With the Gatlin Brothers.
Can you help me out on this? Well, wait, hold on. Never mind. I'll learn it on my own. I don't want you.
You always try to lead.
I know.
Stop it.
Well, you do too. All right. Here we go on KVGC Radio and 1340 at 96.5.
Oh, hard, my dear, to show that you were my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words are said that make the teardrops start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? You'll never know how much it hurts to see you sit and cry. You know you need and want my love, yet you're afraid to try. Why do you run and hide from life? To try it just ain't smart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? There was a time when I believed that you belonged to me. But now I know your heart is shackled to a memory. The more I learn to care for you, the more we drift apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
Now that's an interesting thing to play. Poor old Hank Williams. It's kind of a good thing to play this time of year, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
I guess that's better than Wet, Wet Heart, which is what we would have had. Hey, is it supposed to be cold the next few days?
Well, you know, it's only supposed to get up about 50 today. We got rain all day today. Tomorrow, much of the same as well. Going to be even, could be a lot cooler, be in the 40s tomorrow.
Yeah.
Cooler tomorrow, but then more rain on Monday, more rain next week. And how are they going to get stuff planted out there across the street?
Yeah, I hope they're working on it.
Think about it.
Yeah. You know, what I'm worried about is we have all those records stacked up, and then we got the oil over there. The roof hasn't been leaking, except for that one leak that's over the shower.
We've got Klonowski roofing up there.
I know. Hopefully they'll fix that.
Yep.
But, you know, if you're going to have a leak, have it over your shower. That's for sure. That's helpful. So lucky. You know what? I have an idea. Let's go talk to Klonowski. Tell him where we want the repairs done. Or ask him to take a look at it. Let's take a little break. We'll go do it right now. Is that all right?
All right.
All right. On KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5. You know, that was close. You nearly fell off that roof. You know, I'm going to tell you, when you're on that roof and it's corrugated tin the way we have,
yep,
it's best if you don't stand, but you kind of sit down and just slide
down.
Oh, I know.
I learned that. Don't walk anywhere where there's not nails.
Did you notice? I would have slid off the roof if my pants didn't get caught on that last nail. I was lucky. That was good. And by the way, next time, would you clean your shoes off before you walk in here? Look at that. All of our brand new...
brand new swept floor.
I know, brand new swept. Anyway, so, you know, when we were up there, what's his name that just helped us?
Jim Reynolds.
I know. You know what? He asked if we could play either some Merle Haggard or some Patsy Cline. You know what I was thinking?
What's that?
Why don't we do them both?
Let's do it.
On KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
We can call Mrs. Johnson to keep the kids a day or two. Take the early flight to Florida just the way we used to do. Have room service, bring us breakfast, make love all through the day. If we're not back in love by Monday, we can go our separate way. If we're not back in love by Monday, we can't say we didn't try. But before we bury our love, let's make sure we've let it die. Sleep a few more nights together, say the things we used to say. If we're not back in love by Monday, we can go our separate way. We could find that little cafe with a funny sounding name. Get the table by the window. I'll say I love you once again. If the violin player's still there, we'll dance until the break of day. If we're not back in love by Monday, we can go our separate way. If we're not back in love by Monday, we can't say we didn't try. But before we bury our love, let's make sure we've let it die. Sleep a few more nights together, say the things we used to say. If we're not back in love by Monday, we can go our separate way.
On a day like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand. How you laugh when I cry. Take our love letters from the sand. You made a vow that you would always be true, but somehow that vow meant just aches with every wave that breaks over love letters in the sand. You made a vow that you would always be true.
Well, that was nice. I hope Jim Reynolds appreciates that, because that was a lot of work to play those two records, especially because I couldn't find that Patsy Cline one until the last second. Okay, now I have some good songs to finish up with. But before we do, I want to thank Amador Plumbing, because if you need any plumbing work done, big or small, call Amador Plumbing at 223-2204. Those guys really know what they're doing. They'll come out right away, give you an estimate, and get the job done right.
Get her done.
And they, you know, they're very prompt, too, so that's good. Amador Plumbing at 223-2204. Sometimes they have to dig ditches, and they go into it. And I got a song for Amador Plumbing as the last one.
All right.
Because they have to get way down low.
Let's do it.
All right, but in the meantime, I want to hear, you know, we haven't played Don Williams all day.
Okay.
You got a Don Williams over there? All right, good. On KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
Coffee black, cigarette, start this day like all the rest. First thing every morning that I do is start missing you. Some broken hearts never mend, some memories never end, some tears will never dry, my love for you will never die. In the night, a willing woman to hold me tight, but in the middle of love's embrace, I see your face. Some broken hearts never mend, some memories never. Some tears will never dry, my love for you will never die. Some broken hearts never mend, some memories never end, some tears will never dry, my love for you will never die.
Showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you and said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down. Low faces. guess I was wrong. I just don't belong. But then I've been there before. Everything's alright. I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. Cause I got friends in all places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places.
To finish for good old Frank at Emerald Plumbing. It's, even though he has friends in low places,
yeah,
that's what they got to do sometimes to get things fixed. So that's for Emerald Plumbing. Well, with that being said, anything else we want to cover?
Nothing going on across the street, right?
I'm pretty sure we didn't insult anybody except each other.
Yeah.
Anything, yeah, going across the street?
They're just getting ready for...
Jim Reynolds is pounding the roof up there. I guess he's getting it fixed.
Across the street, they're just getting ready for next year.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. They got that shop. They're working on stuff. So in Amateur Plumbing, they're working on stuff. And you and I, we're working on Ollie's. So everybody's busy. This is good stuff.
Yeah.
So how about, it was nice seeing you again.
Nice seeing you.
I missed you.
I missed you too.
Even though we live in the same bunkhouse. So we'll see you all next week on KBGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.